You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The hottest ticket in New York is now the hottest ticket everywhere. I'm talking about Hamilton, of course. The hip-hop musical is spreading to London, L.A., dozens more cities on tour next year. And that's great for the theater industry, which has been trying to attract younger, more diverse crowds. But those crowds don't always have a few hundred bucks to spend on tickets. One ticket company aimed at millennials is taking the show's lottery system, where you can win a cheap ticket, and turning it into a scavenger hunt. We sent Marketplace digital producer Tony Wagner to check it out.
I'm at Grand Central Market, a food hall in downtown Los Angeles. I heard there are Hamilton tickets for the taking here, and I'm on the hunt for fellow hunters. Luckily, I have a little help.
I'm Ann Berkowitz. And I'm Taylor Myers.
Taylor and Anne aren't with the Hamilton production, but a ticketing company, Today Tix. Each week, they organize a scavenger hunt at different locations across the city. They send clues and a secret code through emails, social media, and their app.
Hey, so we actually have, we're trying to shake a regular.
The first person to find Myers and Berkowitz and say a secret code gets two free tickets for the show that night. This is the seventh week, and the regulars have already started to recognize them.
If you want to talk to him,
yeah,
that would actually be really a good distraction.
Overalls and a pink hat.
Yeah, he's just following us.
Overalls and a pink hat. He's not hard to spot.
Excuse me, are you here for the Hamilton tickets?
Maybe.
This is Colton Iverson. He's an actor and a server, and hunting for Hamilton tickets is how he spends his day off.
This is my fourth time trying to get tickets.
Really?
Uh-huh.
God.
So I'm familiar with the people, and I've been stalking them, but then you started interviewing me, and I lost them. But I'm pretty sure I know where they're going to end up.
Iverson has a strategy. He's not counting on his phone. Instead, he's got his head on a swivel, looking for Berkowitz, Myers, or anyone who might have a clue of where the tickets are hiding. Colton knows him when he sees him.
Oh, she knew. You could see it in her eyes. Yeah, she's just looking at me, looking at everyone. That Hamilton blood runs deep.
Today Tix has been dropping clues on Instagram, and Iverson thinks he found a new one. It's a pastrami sandwich.
Pardon me, don't mean to interrupt. Is this something you sell here?
He starts asking around, trying to figure out who serves it.
All right, so, looks like we're in the right place, but it's all about finding the right person. You're not helping me out, bro.
My equipment and my questions are slowing Iverson down at the worst possible moment. The last clue comes out at noon, and we're getting close to that deadline. I told him it's no big deal if he needs to run off, but before I could even finish my sentence,
he just ran away.
I give chase, and when I finally manage to catch up with Iverson, he's not alone. More than a dozen Hamilton fans have mobbed Taylor Myers, and at noon, she surprises them with a second clue.
So this time we're doing two parts, so I'm part one. So you come here, you say the code, and I give you the hint for the other location.
Got it, okay.
So it's within the vicinity of this area, like 10 minutes, so you want to go to the arcade where no one plays games.
Everyone scatters. I follow a couple stragglers who are furiously Googling for arcades nearby.
Oh, there's a downtown arcade repair shop. I don't know if that would be it.
But I don't know where it is.
This is great. Now I'm typing on my phone and walking and talking to you at the same time.
That last guy is Alex Salem. He and a buddy have split up to try to figure out the second clue, and he lets me tag along. We break into a light jog.
But just because we're like jogging ahead very like vehemently doesn't mean we have any idea where we're going.
We're trying to find Spring Street Arcade, another food hall, but by the time we get there, it's too late.
Congratulations.
Don't mean to rub it in. Don't mean to rub it in. Yo, go get a consolation prize.
It could have only ended one way. Iverson won. He's out of breath and deliriously happy. I ask him how he figured it out.
And I knew instantly the Spring Street Arcade building. It's not an arcade. Arcade comes from a French term meaning opening at two sides, and I know that because I'm a history nerd. And I thought I knew right away, and luckily I did, and I got the freaking tickets. I'm so happy. Fourth time's a charm.
So another young theater lover got into some really coveted theater seats. They just had to work for it. In Los Angeles, I'm Tony Wagner for Marketplace.